The U.S. government denies having any connection with Jundallah and Baluch terrorist organizations. Although CIA memos leaked recently say the Israeli Mossad recruited Jundallah members, quote, under the nose of U.S. intelligence officers, end of quote. As far as other terrorist groups, like the Baluch Liberation Front, there are a few people in U.S. Congress who expressed readiness to support the separation of Baluchistan from Pakistan. Like Dana Rohrabacher from the House of Representatives Committee on Foreign Affairs.
Anything that's coming up right now that the Pakistanis don't like about our attitude is being caused by actions taken by their government.
As far as who could benefit from instability in Baluchistan, most experts say it's extremists of all kinds.
Mainly Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, and as well as the Taliban. They certainly have an interest in maintaining instability.
But some also see Baluchistan as a key square on the geopolitical chessboard.
The United States knows they cannot compete with China economically or industrially, so they have to stunt China's development through these various subversive tactics. They're willing to engage with various terrorist networks that they've had for many, many years, if not decades, in order to try to make the Chinese stall in their economic development.
So according to you, pipe wars are real, and creating instability is one of the instruments to gain advantage. But wouldn't it backfire? The terror, violence, instability?
Could it backfire in terms of terrorist reciprocation against the United States? This is entirely possible, but that didn't prevent the United States in the late 1970s from financing and supporting the Mujahideen against the Soviets.
Allegations that some global powers may be stoking violence in a place like Baluchistan for their geopolitical interests are quite disturbing and raises the question whether pipeline wars are a reality. In Washington, I'm Ganesh Chekan.